The Burt Show.
That music means Joanna Rodriguez is at mic.
I would like to be referred to as my New Jersey Shore name.
Which is?
Flava J.
Flava J.
That's your Guidette. That's your Guidette name.
Yes.
Flava J.
Flava J in you. The house.
Jen, you can explain this better than I can. This period, this stage that Joanna and Jason are in right now.
Okay.
Where she like knows...
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Well, when you're in love and you've been dating for a long time, because you guys have been together almost 2 years,
almost
right?
2 years.
It's right about that 2 year mark where you start thinking, oh my gosh, we're in love and I want to get married and he wants to get married. And you've talked about marriage and you've, you know, maybe mentioned about weddings or, oh, well, when we get married, we're going to do this differently. Or you think, God, you know what? We should do that for a honeymoon someday. Or you've talked about potential babies. At this stage, both sets of parents, you've met each other. You know, and most of the time the parents have met each other at this point. So like the families are starting to merge. You know it's going to happen any day now, but it's up to the guy to decide. And usually the woman would have wanted it to happen a little bit faster than the guy would have wanted it to happen. So you're sort of on pins and needles expecting it to happen. You're excited, but you're also nervous because you just want it to like, hurry up, let's hurry up and get it along. Like we know what's going to happen. And especially like where Joanna is and a lot of her friends are getting married. She's like, I want to plan my wedding. And she's like, I want it to be my day. I'm ready for us to have like our moment. And so that's where she is right now. And every time he takes her to dinner, does something special, holds her hand in a special way, she thinks a diamond is on the other
side
of that.
Ties his shoe. I think he's down on the knee.
Now, she's also stacked the deck here a little bit because she snooped through his phone and through his email.
Yeah,
so.
You little sneaky.
And mailbox.
And so you've seen things that you know that this is about to happen. You just haven't really been able to pinpoint when.
Exactly. I mean, it started with a text message and then I found a piece of mail and then
happened to find a piece of mail.
Oops.
She opened his mail and snooped in it.
Our names start with J. I got
offense,
confused.
By the way.
I got confused. And then he accidentally forwarded me an email disclosing that it was going to happen in January. And I thought he was trying to throw me off. And I thought he was going to do it on the cruise. Why did I think he was going to do it on the cruise? Well, you know, it's a really romantic time. It's the holidays. You're starting a new year together. And
so this is a cruise that you guys took right before Christmas?
Right.
Okay.
We first went down to Florida to be with his family for Christmas. And then on Sunday after Christmas, we left for our cruise.
Cool. How long was it?
It was a 7-day cruise.
Okay.
So you were on there for New Year's.
Mm-hmm. And he brought his uniform for his army blues for one of the formal nights. And I thought that's the day he's going to do it. You know, it was on the night that he's all dressed up and I'm all dressed up.
That's
it's
right.
Perfect.
And you were like borrowing your friend's dress to wear.
Exactly. And I had my dress picked out and I had my hair already. I already knew how I was going to do my hair and everything. Well, a couple of things happened before we left that made me think, oh, for sure, this is totally going down.
Like what?
Well, one, my mom told me that Jason approached my brother and said, I want to marry your sister. And I want to make sure this is that, you know, for your permission, I want to marry your sister.
What do you think he meant by that?
I want to marry your sister.
Did you read into that
now,
at all?
No, wait. First of all, calling foul on your mom for telling you that.
Right, yes, right.
Yes. That's not cool.
I know, but
mom.
But, you know, I don't know. I was kind of disappointed she said it, but at the same time, I was like, oh, well, then this is perfect. You know, like, this is totally going to happen this weekend or this, you know, vacation. And then the second thing that happened was when we were in Florida together, he goes, honey, do you want to go get your nails done? And I said, sure. I mean, I get pedicures, but I don't get manicures. And he goes, do you want to get a pedicure and a manicure?
So you were thinking that?
And I'm thinking,
you're like,
he wants me to get my manicure so my hands look nice when he puts that beautiful diamond ring on it. And I'm like, of course I want to go get a manicure pedicure. Well, when he comes to pick me up from getting my manicure pedicure, he sits down next to me. I'm drying my hands and the little thing. And he sits down next to me and he goes, listen, I want to tell you something. And I was like, what? He's like, you know, tomorrow's Christmas and what I'm going to get you for Christmas comes in the same kind of a box that a ring would come in, but it's not a ring. And I just want you to know so you don't get excited and think, you know, that I'm doing it then. And I was like, okay, that's fine because I already think you're going to do it on the cruise is what I'm thinking.
You're like, great, now I get earrings to match.
Yeah.
Good for him for giving you that the warning, though. I think a lot of guys make that mistake.
Yes. And then he said, I want to tell you something else. And I was like, what, honey? He goes, I heard your segment where you thought I was going to propose to you on the cruise, and I'm not proposing to you on the cruise.
So he flat out told you before the cruise?
So he just came out and told me that he's not going to do it because he didn't want me to get all excited, and he wanted me to enjoy the cruise and have a good time and not think that every time he like stumbled on something and was on the ground or something, because he's kind of clumsy and he falls a lot, that he's like, you know, on one knee. And I was like, oh, but seriously, even though he told me that,
you were still like, oh, yeah, right. He's trying to throw me off.
He was totally
I would have thought the
out.
Same thing. I would have been like, oh, good try, buddy.
Yeah.
Good try.
So it didn't change your mentality at all?
No, not at all. I still thought the whole time that
you're
it was
like,
going to
happen.
You're
like, he's lying.
But then I snooped through his suitcase and I didn't find anything.
Did you really?
Joanna,
you
no. Did? You went through his whole suitcase?
Yeah.
Where was he when you went through it? This is funny.
He was either in the bathroom or was doing something else.
Seriously? So you start rummaging as quickly as you can through his suitcase?
Like, maybe I need to put away your clothes.
So it really didn't
no
happen?
Way.
No.
It really did not happen. I was still sitting here waiting, listening to you tell all of these stories, thinking you were going to stand up, put your hand in your pocket, and pull it out.
No, there's no ring.
Are you serious?
She went through the suitcase.
But you know what? There was a wedding that took place on the cruise, and guess who caught the bouquet?
You did.
I did.
Get
you did.
Out
so
of
that
here.
Means it's coming.
Wait, hold on a second. You really don't have a ring in your
no.
pocket. Let me stand up. Put your hands in your pocket. Let me see. You really aren't
nothing.
Hiding a ring.
See, the whole thing, he is waiting for her to just relax about it, man.
I know. I thought for sure it was a done deal.
I thought it was done.
Here is what he understands is that this is the only thing that he gets to control in this whole process. And the fact that you keep trying to control it, he's not going to let you do that.
I'm just so bummed. And then I was thinking, well, maybe if I hadn't said anything on the radio, he would have still done it. Maybe because he thought that I was coming, he changed his mind. So I'm done talking about it. From here on out, I'm
good
not guessing anymore.
You're not capable of that.
What did you get for Christmas? I'm just kidding.
He got me these diamond earrings.
Beautiful.
Ready? Mm-hmm. And a cute apron that says, "We'll cook for shoes." It's cute.
We'll cook for shoes?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay.
For a second there, I thought you said, "We'll cook for Jews." And I'm like, that's not appropriate.
She makes a mean matzo ball.
Hey, TC.
What's going on, people?
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. This is the inherent flaw with women when it comes to engagement.
Right.
You know, they steal the thunder from the guy. You know, it. No matter what happens, and gosh, you went through the whole trip thinking that it was going to happen.
This is like that Burt Show caller that we had a couple of years ago. Remember that she thought it was going to happen this weekend. Then we called her the next weekend.
It was all through the holidays. And then Valentine's Day, right?
It was for 3 months.
And then her birthday. And then she ended up breaking up with a dude.
Yeah. And I mean, she put herself this disappointment that she felt every week that she was sure he was going to propose. You're going through the same thing right now.
Yeah, and to be it's so weird because he told me, hey, I'm giving you something that's in the shape of a box that a ring would come in, but it's not a ring. Still, as you're opening it, your heart kind of sinks because you're thinking, maybe it
ring,
is
ring, 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 ring,
and it's not a ring.
Hey, Ann, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, everyone. How y'all doing?
Okay,
Joanna, congratulations. Or early congratulations, but calm it down. All right, girl, I'm the same way because I'm expecting a proposal this year, too, sometime. Just you want the surprise. You really do. You really do.
But she doesn't. And, I mean, she doesn't want the surprise so much that her mom is even in on it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I do want the surprise. But I can't help myself but think it's going to come on all these special events. I mean, it's just my nature. It's just how I am. I'm going to try and anticipate when it's going to happen.
So but go ahead.
But you did go through his suitcase.
Yeah, I was just helping him unload his clothes.
That's not a surprise.
Right. So you have do you have a date in your mind? And don't say what it is on the air, but do you have a date in your mind where potentially it could be the next time?
No, absolutely not. At this point, I'm just totally
throwing
off.
You're going to let it go.
Yeah, I'm letting it go. It's done.
Good for you.
What if you guys date for a whole other year?
That's fine. I thought about that, too. I was like, what if we, you know, just continue dating for another year? That is absolutely, because I know
that.
You
are such a liar.
No, I love him. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him. I will wait as long as he
You're
needs
saying
me to wait.
That because you think he's listening right now. And you think that that's going to help you get the engagement.
I will wait forever.
Liar.
Hey, The Burt Show.